Hi, this is Derek from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll, People's Opinion Towards Public Affairs and Current Events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Depends on what address you're talking about.
The one in Kissimmee, Florida.
At where?
Kissimmee, Florida.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
What kind of research are y'all doing?
This is an independent research company.
And what do you pass your research onto? What are you trying to do with Steve?
Just on the election for this coming up elections, September, November elections.
Okay.
For the November elections, Congress,
okay,
so President.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll vote Republican.
Republican. Now, what are the okay. And you'll be voting, you said? And will
yeah.
you please tell me your age?
My age?
Uh-huh.
I'm 54.
Everything against us.
In Florida, media describes people either black or African American, Anglo, white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
He was against it when he was running, correct?
Mm.
Nah,
not really. Italian.
Hispanic was. Nah.
Italian.
So it's good that he's doing parties to make things.
They're both Democrats.
All right. Now, generally speaking, do you feel that things there in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Yeah, I guess it's in the right direction.
Right direction. Okay. And thinking about the election for Congress, would you vote for a Republican candidate or a Democrat candidate?
Republican.
Okay. And I know I like to ask you impressions of some people, organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable about that person. If you don't recognize it, just say Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat.
No, very favorable.
Very, okay. And Thomas Chalet Fox.
Yeah, fair, favorable. Very, very favorable.
Okay. The MAGA Republicans?
Excuse me?
The MAGA Republicans?
I don't know what they are.
I don't know. Okay. And Darren Soto?
It's very favorable, favorable. What else is there?
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable or a little of both?
Yeah, no, I'm a little of both on him.
Okay. Now, Project 2025?
I really don't know anything about that either.
All right. And Joe Biden?
I mean, I like Joe. I'm from Scranton.
Okay. A little bit of both or somewhat favorable?
He's somewhat favorable.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress?
What's the lowest?
Very unfavorable. Very
unfavorable.
Okay. And let me see here. Very unfavorable. Let's see what we're seeing. All right. Now let me see here. Hold on. Give me one second. I think I'm missing one. There it is. And Kamala Harris?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as the president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve?
Yes, I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Now, thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as the congressman from the district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly?
Yes, somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, a Democrat, which one do you vote for? Donald Trump. Now, the election in the United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, Debbie Powell,
Rick.
The Democrat. Which one do you think
Rick.
You vote for?
Rick.
Okay. The elections for United States.
You must have heard us talking on the phone. I got this political call. I got to answer all these questions.
No. You're busy right now? Or?
What's that?
Yeah. You're busy right now? Or?
Well, yeah. I'm sitting with a bunch of friends. We're talking politics. And then you called me, so I figured I might as well answer the questions.
Oh, okay. Now, the election for United States Congress today, and the candidate was Thomas Chalfox, the Republican candidate, Darren Soto, the
Democrat.
All right. As you may know, there will be also an amendment to the Florida Constitution ballot. One Constitution amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads.
Amendment 4, I vote no.
No. Okay. Now, I'd like you to read two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator.
Who works I know who he is.
Okay. Who would you vote for?
Thomas Shelford.
Okay. Now, which of the following issues do you think is most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Like lowering groceries, securing our voters, tracking crime, improving public safety, protecting Social Security and Medicare, promoting traditional values in school, protecting abortion rights, improving 1-4 traffic congestions in Central Florida, ending gun violence epidemic, or making health care affordable for working families, or making owning
home. Have to pick one?
Yes. You think it's most important for Congress to focus?
I would say crime.
Crime?
Yeah.
Let me see where I read that one already. Let me see, that one is lowering, creating jobs. Let me see where to go. McKinley, okay. And crime, you said, right? Crime improvement safety. Now, let me read some recent people give voting candidates for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of these is accurate. Just tell me how convincing. Recently, you think it would vote for the candidate? Would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect on each statement that I read to you? Now, the first one is about Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. You think that's very convincing somewhat or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Okay. And Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun law backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provide funding for the largest increase of agency border patrol history, hiring about 22,000 new border patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. You think that's very convincing somewhat or no effect?
That could be convincing. I really don't know that. I'd have to do some history on it, but I think that might have happened.
Somewhat or very convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower health care costs for everyone.
That's not convincing at all.
No convincing. And Thomas Shelfox is a fiscal conservative who will rein out control federal spending, excessive stimulus package, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting work families. You think that's very convincing somewhat or no effect?
Sounds like something he'd say.
Okay. Very convincing?
Yeah, from him.
Okay, and Thomas Shelfox will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris open border policies.
Yeah, that's convincing.
Very?
Yeah.
And Thomas Shelfox will support the Trump-backed American First policy that prioritizes American citizens, our veterans who served over 30 years. Shelfox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veterans' homelessness.
Yes, I mean... Yeah, that's very convincing from him.
All right. Now,
I mean, I know these people. I know them.
You know, all right. Now, you heard about a little more in election United States Congress where today. Which candidate will you vote for, Thomas or Darren?
No, Thomas. I'll vote for Thomas.
All right. Now, let me read some statements about candidates running for U.S. Congress, assuming the following statements is accurate. This will be about Darren Soto voting for candidate. You can say serious doubt about him, some doubt, no effect, or you don't know. Now, Darren Soto has better rubber stamp for failed Biden's Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for taxes increase that target our small businesses. Think that's serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
So, repeat some of that. Repeat it again.
Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the felt Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made it life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses.
100%.
Serious doubt?
No, serious, like he will do that, yeah. He did that.
Oh, he did that. Woo!
See, the thing is, like, a Democrat will only do what a Democrat wants. So if Joe Biden says to do it, then yes, he's going to give Joe Biden his vote. He's not going to think as an independent. But Darren will give back to the community.
He will.
He will fight for the community, but, like, the reason why I answered the question, Democrats across the, like, in Congress, am I against them? Yes, because they're very united and they will vote united on horrible issues that are bad for America.
Okay.
Now, it's good for their party, but it's good for their party.
All right. Now, Thomas called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing health care system, the Affordable Care Act, which would roll back health care for millions of Americans, including those who pre-existing.
I'm not for an overhaul on the American Affordable Care Act, so that can just die or whatever.
No effect on it?
Yeah, no effect on it.
Okay. As the chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas voted to give himself a 3.8 pay raise while criticized, quote, wasteful spending, educating budget, and voting increased taxes Osceola families.
That's probably true. I remember that.
Some doubt or serious doubt?
No, that's a true statement.
Okay.
Yeah, he did do that.
Now, Darren Soto has support the felt immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
I mean, very true.
Very true. Serious doubt about that. Now, mega landlord Thomas went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and he has tied up court pursuing a host of small claims.
I don't know about that.
No effect. Okay.
No effect.
Now, Thomas personally loaned his campaign $2 million and charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. And that's serious doubt, some doubt, no effect.
No, that's probably true, too.
True.
How many more questions do we have?
We're almost done. Now, okay. If you had to vote for United States Congress where today were held, will you vote for Thomas or the Republican or Darren Soto for Democrat?
I'm going to vote for Thomas.
All right. What is your primary source of national political news? Orlando Sentinel, talk radio, cable news, local network, internet?
I try to do everything.
All right. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden for candidate?
The last Democrat I voted for was Bill Clinton.
For who?
Bill.
Bill?
I voted for Bill Clinton, the last Democrat. The last Democrat I voted for was Bill Clinton.
No, back in 2020 presidential elections?
I voted for Trump.
Okay. And the last question for statistical purpose, what was your last school you completed in school? Your last grade or degree?
Yeah, I have associates. I have associates.
Associates. Okay. And do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your home?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, you were to label yourself, would you say you are very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
No, I would just say I'm conservative.
You are conservative? Very or somewhat?
No, just I'm between a moderate and conservative.
All right. Thank you. This concludes our service. Have a good evening.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye.